My name is Will Riley, and I am here as a representative of Troop 477. I'd like to start off today with a scripture from the book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of God. And when he arrived at Capernaum, after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door. And he was preaching the word to them, and they came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. When they had made an opening, they laid down the pallet which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak thus? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question thus in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, take up your pallet and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, take up your pallet, and go home." And he rose and immediately took up the pallet, and he went out before all of them. So they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I'd like to start off today with a short story. So this story is from the first scout trip I ever did. We had just joined about 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before, and we were all really excited. So we got there, and we set up our tent in the morning, and we did a day's worth of activities. We did knot tying, and we set up tripods, and we made all kinds of cool things. And we cooked dinner that night, and then we went back to our tent. And we hadn't set anything up inside the tent, so we were laying out our sleeping bag and our sleeping pad on our pillow on the ground. And we hear some of the other scouts walking around saying, "It's going to rain tomorrow, so you should all make sure all of your stuff is packed up except for what you're sleeping in, so we can all get up and no one gets wet in the morning." And we ignored them, being the people we were. We were just talking, and we didn't pay much attention to them. We assumed that we would be up early enough to pack all of our things away. We didn't have that much stuff between the three of us. So we continued, and we started playing cards. And then the SPL walks over to us, and he bangs on the side of our tent, taps on it, and he says, "Hey, it's going to rain tomorrow, so I want you all up by 6:30 in the morning with all your stuff packed, so you can put your tent away and no one gets wet, and we can all be under this pavilion by the time it starts raining." And we say, "Oh, yeah, sure. We'll set an alarm." And we don't set an alarm. We just go back to our game. And then about 10 minutes later, my father walks up, and he bangs on the side of the tent, and he says, "Guys, it's going to rain tomorrow. You need to get your stuff packed up, and you need to be up early in the morning so none of you get wet." And, you know, I was like, "Oh, okay, a lot of people are saying this. We should set an alarm." So I turned to my friend, and we set an alarm on his phone. And then we go back to our game. We don't pack anything up. We say, "It's all right. We'll set an alarm for 15 minutes before when they want us to be up, so we can pack all of our stuff away. It shouldn't be that hard." So we keep playing for about another hour, and it's really late at this point. And so we go to bed. And the next morning, we hear the alarm, and we promptly shut it off and go back to bed. And about 45 minutes after the alarm, we hear a lot of people outside. There's a lot of activity going on. And everyone had been up at the correct time except for us. And apparently they'd been bank tapping on the side of the tent telling us, "Hey, guys, you got to get up. Come on." And we just ignored them. I'd slept through it. And so we frantically kind of woke up like, "Wait, what's happening?" But we didn't hear any rain, so we thought, "Oh, it's all right. Maybe it was just a false alarm." So we start like slowly changing into our uniforms, slowly rolling up our sleeping bags. And by this point, everyone else had put their tents away, and everyone else was putting all of their things under this pavilion so nothing got wet. And we had most of our stuff. And then we hear the first couple drops, the first couple sounds on the tent. And we thought, oh, that must be like something falling from the trees, you know, like an acorn or something. But it was rain. And we kind of thought, oh, Lord, what have we done? So we quite frantically packed up all of our things and threw them in this bag. And when we got ready to get the bag out, we stepped out of our inner tent, and we were under this rain cloud protecting us. And we unzipped it a little bit, and we looked outside, and it was pouring. And there were puddles forming everywhere. And it was beating down the leaves on the trees. It was a lot of rain. So on that campout, it was my tent that we brought. And we had all of our things, and we ran them back to the pavilion. And then the tent was still sitting there. So I walked up to this tent, to my tent, and I unstaked it. And I took off the rain fly, and the wind started blowing off the rain fly, and it just kind of flew off and landed in a puddle. And then the tent became a puddle from the rain, and it got all muddy. And I sat there, and I tried to pull this pole out, to try to pull the tent out of this puddle and try to get it to the pavilion, and the pole came out, and the tent collapsed in this big muddy puddle. And I felt very helpless in that. At that point, I was like, oh God, am I going to ruin this tent? Think of how angry my father is going to be when he realizes that this, what, $40, $50 tent is caked in mud and soaking wet. So I started grabbing on the corner and I started dragging it. Now, it wasn't moving because it was covered in water, and I could not drag that. And my feet were like skimming in the mud. And then I felt the tent lift, and I thought, oh, I must be so strong. I'm so strong. And then I felt it lift again, and I thought, that doesn't make sense. So I looked up, and I see my friends who were tenting with me, and they had picked up the tent as well, and they were dumping the water off. They were lifting it and dumping the water off so we could carry it. And some of the other members of my patrol, they were grabbing the rain fly from that puddle, and they were bringing it back to the pavilion. And so I thought at that moment, thank God for my friends. Now, when I was thinking of a story to tell about scouts that really made me feel connected to God, made me feel blessed, this was not the first thing I thought of. I was writing down all these great stories about such fun memories, and then I wrote down this memory, and I thought, well, that's not happy at all. Why would I choose this as a fond memory? Right? And so I thought about it, and I thought, well, perhaps it's not because of the experience. It's because of the people there. So I was thinking that it was the friends. And that made me think of another story. So recently, back then, recently, I'd heard a story about a man in Louisiana, and he was sitting down watching TV, and he heard that there was going to be a big flood on the TV, and he thought, it's all right, God will protect me, God will save me, and he didn't pack up and leave like the newscaster said he should. And so the flood came, and the first floor was underwater, and he was sitting on the second floor, and a guy in a boat came up to him, a rescue worker, and he yelled through the window, come on, I'll take you to safety. And he says, no, no, it's okay. God will protect me. And so the boatman drove away. And then the waters rose, and he was climbed on top of the roof of his house. And a helicopter came and said, come, grab this rope, and come into this helicopter, and we'll fly you to safety. And he says, no, no, God will protect me. Go on. And this man dies in the flood. And when he goes and he sees God, he says, God, you've let me down. You were supposed to protect me. And God says, well, I sent that newscaster, and I sent that boat, and I sent that helicopter, and you denied it. And I think this is really similar to how God sends friends to us. When that man asked for help, he asked God for help. God sent it to him, but he didn't send it to him directly. He didn't part the waters around his house. he sent other people to help him. When I needed help, and I needed help lifting this tent, I was asking God for help. And God didn't cease the rain. Instead, he sent people to help me. And this is the purpose of friendship. The fourth point of the Scout Law is a scout should be friendly. And this is one of the basic points of scouting. But I think it might be the most important. Because without friendship, we lose a connection to God. Without this friendship, then we grow further from God. Because these friends are faithful to us, as those four men who carried the paralytic are faithful to God. And they carried this paralytic man when he was weak and when he was helpless, like your friends can lift you up when you are weak and helpless. And they believed in what they were doing. And they were sent by God. They're sent blessed upon us. They're a blessing by God onto us. Because friends are there to keep us closer to God and to keep God close to us. They're there to keep us from making bad mistakes and from sinning. But when we do, they're there to let us know that we are forgiven and that God will forgive us. They're there to tell us to get up and to walk away, like Jesus did to the paralyzed man. And they're there to help us if we may stumble afterwards. They're sent by God as a blessing upon us. They're sent in the name of fellowship, and they're sent to keep us close to God. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for friends that make us better, for giving us people to lean on when we need help, for a hand offered to us when we fall, for blessing us with such a wonderful place as this troop to meet these amazing people, for blessing them and blessing us so that we may all grow closer to you. We ask that you bless those who are alone with a friend to talk to bless those who are hurt with someone to mend their wounds, and to bless those who are scared with someone to trust.